I want to ask you about a couple related issues. One is the issue of patients with known prior immune disease at the time you're considering checkpoint therapy. Of course, it's different in the adjuvant setting versus metastatic, of course, the type of cancer, et cetera. But globally, what do we know about the effect of checkpoint inhibitors on prior autoimmune disease?
Well, we don't know a lot. There's a retrospective paper that's put together from the experience of a number of institutions. And it looks like sometimes you exacerbate the prior disease and sometimes you don't, or sometimes you get a different autoimmunity than the one they had when they started the treatment. I think it's a risk-benefit question for most patients. And if you have metastatic cancer, your metastatic cancer is much more dangerous to you than any autoimmune toxicity, well, than most autoimmune toxicities that you might develop as a result of the drugs. And for most autoimmune toxicities, you can reverse the course with steroids. You can treat the autoimmunity with steroids and reverse the toxicity. So I think in patients who come to me with prior autoimmunity, I go through the risk-benefit with them. But in most of the cases, we decide to go ahead and treat them with the checkpoint inhibitors. Now, it could be that in some patients, I may not give them ipi-nivo. I might just give them nivolumab alone, although that's not based on any data because it could be that the nivolumab is worse for exacerbating their autoimmune toxicity than the ipilimumab. We have a patient who had multiple sclerosis, and we've given her ipilimumab, we've given her pembrolizumab, we've given her the combination of ipilimumab and nivolumab, and her multiple sclerosis has not changed. We've never made it worse, it seems like, with these drugs. You would have expected that she would have been very debilitated by this, but that's really not the case.
Are there any, I mean, of course, the severity, the threat, how much treatment, all these things come into play, but just inherently, are there some autoimmune problems that because of the biology you're more concerned about? I've heard people say isolate multiple sclerosis as an example of a type of sort of pathophysiology that should be worse. And then you know, you could look at psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis. When you look at the different pathophysiologies, are there some that sort of jump out at you as being more likely to get worse, or do we have any clinical data on it?
We don't have clinical data. There's a study that's being put together by the NCI. To look at this, they're going to take groups of patients with each of those different autoimmunities, treat them with nivolumab, and then in a very careful, premeditated way, study their outcomes. And I think that's going to be very valuable. At the moment, it's all anecdotal. Obviously, we're not going to be treating patients with these agents if they have autoimmune toxicities and they're requiring large doses of immunosuppression. Because if they're on large doses of immunosuppression up front, it's very unlikely that the checkpoint inhibitors are going to work. So the patients that we're really talking about are patients who have a history of autoimmunity, but they're really not currently on major immunosuppression. They may be on very low-dose steroids, for example. And those are the ones that we're considering for these drugs.